feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Day 48. Avyaktamurti, 15th February 2000. Do you double foreigners know how to follow? You are clever. It is easy to follow, is it not? Since you just have to follow all your questions of why, what, how, and you have all experienced that the basis of wasteful thoughts is why, what, how. It is these that become instrumental for waste thoughts. When you follow the Father, these words will end, not how, but like this. Your intellect immediately judges. Continue in this way. Do it like this. Therefore, Bab Dada was specially giving this signal to you all, children. Whether you have come here for the first time or whether you are the older ones, keep your mind clean. Many of you still have small or big stains of wasteful and negative thoughts in your mind. Because of these stains, there is a halt in the speed of your elevated effort, your intense effort. It is said that cleanliness is next to godliness. A clean mind, a pure mind, a mind which is free of all junk, all garbage. The three causes of waste are these three words: why, what, how. Why means I want reason. Why this happened? Why that happened? What means I am surprised, shocked. This was unexpected. Somebody has smashed all my expectations. How means the method is unknown. I don't know how to do this. Why? So many times this why is the cause of our sorrow in life. Why this happens? Why this happened? Why this person behaves in this particular manner? Why this situation comes to me only? Why people are unfair to me? Why this injustice? What does it indicate? My mind is filled with questions. My mind is filled with dissatisfaction. I am not satisfied with things, with people, with circumstances. It also indicates that I have not understood this knowledge, or this knowledge has not penetrated me as deeply as it should have been. So, mind is a garbage box still, and it is filled with thousands and thousands of whys. Gyan is there, but that gyan has just touched the periphery. It has not entered the core of my being. I am here at the center. But life is superficial. I am living here somewhere, on the periphery, on the circumference. Under the delusion that I have become knowledgeful, my yoga is good, I am following the Srimad and Maryadas of Brahmin life. Somebody says that I serve so many patients and I have opened hospitals. What is the use of serving those patients and what is the use of opening hospital when you yourself are a patient? When you yourself have not touched your very core of being, all that seva without inner meditation will not bring peace of mind. This why? It is not that we need to suppress the why, but this why should be given a proper channel. Every scene of this drama has some benefit. My first responsibility is to accept things as they are, is to accept people as they are. All the sins that one has committed in this Brahmin life, first accept all of them. This gyan has made us very egoistic. Sometimes I feel devotees are in better position as regards ego, because every jnani is full of ego. Ego of seva, ego of knowledge, ego of swaman. Sometimes I also feel we should become a devotee again and pray to Baba to enlighten us, to free us from all the vices, to fall down, to prostrate before him, just as a devotee does, and tell him that I have done nothing. I don't have any gyan. I don't know what is yoga. I don't know any maryada. I don't know any seva, nor I have done. I am zero. Give me divine intellect. All that I have done, all that I do, and all that I call punya is but a drop. And fall down and prostrate and plead and beseech and implore his help, his love. Ask him for vairagya. Ask him for divine love. Ask him for help to get rid of these vices, to get rid of this army of vice. A sense of surrender alone helps us to move forward. Sometimes letting go of everything, everything that you have, everything that you have done till now, keep aside and reduce yourself to nothingness, to absolute emptiness, and out of emptiness comes cleanliness. The heart should become clean, pure. The next is what, which indicates surprise, which indicates shock. Who gets surprised? These shocks, these aftershocks. It is the inner eye. When this eye is hurt, shock followed by sorrow comes. When this eye is wounded by unexpected things, sorrow flows. If the eye is not that impressive or gigantic, probably the shock would be less. What? He did this? What? He does like this? What? How dare he do this? There is an eye which is operating behind all the shocks of life. What shock? What surprise? Baba has already told us there is nothing new in this drama. Every scene that is coming in front of me is the old chapter. There's not a single scene which is new. You have seen it multiple times in the past. How? This is the third question, the third in the series that gives rise to waste. How? How? That indicates that somewhere that deep churning meditation is lacking. God has given all the knowledge. His words are like seeds. His statements are like seed. And they can turn into tree only with your effort. Otherwise not. There are powerful Shiva Sutras. And every Sutra is a seed. But that seed needs your churning, your solitude, your silence, your time. Then only that seed will turn into a tree. A strong mammoth tree. And all the methods will become clear. And then there would be no more questions of how, and how. Baba says, not how, but like this. Kya, kyu, kaise? Not kaise, but aise, like this. So a clean mind is a mind which is free from questions of why, what, how. There was a teacher in the school, and she was asking the students in the classroom. In fact, she wanted to test the knowledge of proverbs. So she asked the question, cleanliness is next to ... So a small child raised his hand and said, impossible. Cleanliness is next to impossible. In India, 25% keep cleaning, but there are 75% who keep on disturbing this cleanliness by throwing garbages. There's a cleanliness drive which is going on. But the real cleanliness should happen in the mind. The mind should get rid of all the garbages. the debris, the junk, the litter of old, of vices, of customs, rituals, toxins, poisons. There is an external milieu and there is an internal milieu. Milieu means environment. Internal milieu and external milieu. Milieu interior, milieu exterior. Milieu exterior is the result of milieu interior. If the interior is clean, gradually the external will become clean. Unless and until within is clean, without cannot become clean. So the drive of cleanliness should start in the heart. Swachhata Abhiyan, cleanliness drive. Unless and until the minds are clean, no matter how much efforts you make to clean the environment, the uncleanliness will go on and on and on and on, unendingly. In India, we have divided the classes of people into four groups. And the class 4 workers, what they do? They are engaged in cleanliness. The class 4 workers. And class 1, class 2 or class 3 are engaged in throwing the dust, the garbage. It is none of their business to clean. It is the business of sweepers, the class 4. And we feel that it is only their job to do this. And our job is to litter the atmosphere without showing a word of gratitude for them. That's an outside cleanliness and uncleanliness. But the real cleanliness is within. The real cleanliness is in the heart. The real cleanliness is to free the heart from the past, the vices, the vice, the house, the what's, the waste, the negative, one's own disturbing sanskars, the addictions, the toxins, the filth, the dirt. When such cleanliness happens, when heart becomes clean to that extent, the real joy comes. The spring of joy starts flowing. Without this cleanliness, such a thing cannot happen. So Baba says, you are clever. You understand what Baba loves. Baba loves those hearts which are very, very clean, very, very pure, sacrosanct. As if the hearts have become pilgrimages, the sacred places. You must remember four things. First, we are on pilgrimage. We are on pilgrimage. And those people who go to pilgrimages, like Amarnath, they cannot even think of defiling themselves with intoxicants or vices. The second thing is, this is the festival which is going on and God has come. And during festivals, people often maintain utter purity. So this is the divine festival which is going on, and God has come down on earth to celebrate this festival of joy. The third, yajna. We are in this sacrificial fire, and in the world, whenever there is a sacrificial fire, everybody observes purity. One cannot even think or deem of any impure act or deed. In a place anywhere near the yajna, the entire atmosphere of the yajna is so pure, so sacred, so elevated. There is a fragrant essence, dhoop, in the atmosphere. Everything appears purified. Those who must have seen Gayatri Yajna, they know how the atmosphere becomes pure. You know this. There's an institution. They do Yajna. huge yajna. So we must remember that this is a yajna which is going on. And how can we defile ourselves? How can we unclean our body? And the fourth, this is satsang which is going on. Whenever a great soul comes, a Mahatma comes in the house, the entire atmosphere of the house changes and an atmosphere of satsang, divine, holy company is created. Now, the greatest of the guests, God Himself, has come down on earth and there is a great, the divine satsang which is going on this planet earth. This is the time when this is the time of satsang. So how can any member of this planet earth think of even defiling himself, herself? How can there be even a stain of impurity in the heart? When you know that this guest, this divine guest is the ocean of purity. So remember these four things. We are on pilgrimage. Yatra. A divine festival is going on. A yajna is on. And the fourth, satsang. So be clean and pure. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Do you double foreigners know how to follow? You are clever. It is easy to follow, is it not? Since you just have to follow all your questions of why, what, and how, and you have all experience that the basis of wasteful thoughts is why, what, and how. It is these that become instrumental for wasteful thoughts. When you follow the Father, these words will end. Not how, but like this. Your intellect immediately judge. Continue in this way. Do it like this. Therefore, Bab Dada was specially giving this signal to all you children. Whether you have come here for the first time or whether you are the older ones, keep your mind clean. Many of you still have small or big stains of wasteful and negative thoughts in your mind. Because of these stains, there is a half in the speed of your elevated effort. Your intense effort. Avyakta Murli, 15th February 2000. Om Shanti.